We'll now call to close the work session, and now we'll come into the actual agenda items for the formal session. The first topic would be the approval of the minutes for May 18th. Oh, a couple of you that first, public comment for the minutes? Okay. First, I'm sorry. Public comment will be first. Do we have anybody that signed up, or if you have anybody would like to address the transportation board? Yes. Mr. Schwartz, please come up.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, members of the Commonwealth Transportation Board. I'm Stuart Schwartz. I'm the Executive Director of the Coalition for Smarter Growth. I mainly wanted to come to talk about some general themes, but also specifically about Metro. First, thank you for all the hard work of this staff, this staff that you have here and all these agencies, because I've never seen so much change, improvement, clarification to how we prioritize transportation projects and how we fund them, whether it is the system for management of allocation of resources for transportation, for safety, et cetera, smart scale, or HB 1887 and the reconciliation of our funding streams. I think it makes it easier for the public to track everything. And as you've noted, we don't have enough money. We never will. So therefore, we have to do the right sort of prioritization. In that regard, I can't emphasize enough the continued focus on smart growth in the Commonwealth, how important it is. We need the other agencies to work with you all so that we are focusing resources to support the revitalization of our cities and towns, not just in the Urban Crescent, but a Roanoke, a Danville, a Martinsville as well. That's where the economies are going. That's where the demographics and market demand are going. You know, when the CEO of Marriott says that he's moving his company from an office park to a metro station, that gets everybody's attention, and that's what's happening. When CarMax, of all companies, is putting jobs in downtown D.C., focusing on cars, that's a sign. Capital One itself is having trouble attracting employees to its site in the outer suburbs of Richmond, but is certainly expanding next to a metro station in Tyson's Corner. So that's one of those trends, as the Deputy Secretary talked about, we have to follow. In this regard, we would still like to see more significant investment in transit for the future of the Commonwealth. At $3.7 billion total compared to $10.7 billion for the highway side, I think we can still do better. We are an urbanizing state, and that is the future. Certainly, if we're going to fight climate change, we have to create mixed-use, walkable communities, reduce vehicle miles traveled, and provide more access to transit. In this regard comes Metro. We have great confidence in this new general manager. We had always wanted to see a leader and a manager there. And much like the team we have here, that's what we have, and that's been very important. It's important that he is helping us build the confidence for the future. It's also important that your leadership and those with your counterparts in the other state be as focused, confident, strong, give the public the confidence that we're making progress, and then we'll be able to win the funding that the system needs. I heard some of the discussion yesterday. The Northern Virginia area is one of the prime economic engines. The Washington, D.C. region is one of the prime economic engines for this Commonwealth, and Metro is essential to that. We can't function without it, as you can see in 66 and Route 50 recently under SafeTrack. So this reinvestment has to be done. You know, failure is not an option. We need to do it. We need to find the ways politically to make it happen. And that includes, of course, we can document the economic benefits of it, the fiscal benefits to the Commonwealth, the transportation benefits, and so forth. Certainly, Metro has to prove itself in this process, and I think they are doing that. The other place where I think it is really important at this time of mistrust of government is what you're doing with SafeTrack alternatives and what the businesses are doing, what we're all doing. We have to deliver on these alternatives for SafeTrack. They have to work well. People have to get the information in an easy-to-use manner. They have to, we have to encourage a can-do attitude on their part, but we certainly have to show that we can deliver clearly on these alternatives. So that's our first test in creating confidence for Metro. I think we can meet it, and I thank you for all of your great work. Bye.
Schwartz. Anyone else that would like to address the Transportation Board? All right, seeing none, now we'll move on to the approval of the May 18th minutes. Is there a motion?
Motion. Second.
Any discussion or comments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? First up, we have Jennifer Olive, and for the State of Good Repair. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I present to you today for your consideration a resolution related to the State of Good Repair. The State of Good Repair resolution contains the State of Good Repair process, prioritization process methodology, as well as the funding distribution percentages for fiscal year 17 and fiscal year 18. Are there any questions?
I hear none. Is there a motion for approval?
Move to approve.
Is there second?
Second.
Any further comments or additional comments or discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, resolution passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next up, Ms. Brown. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I have several resolutions for your approval of several of our special funding programs and payments to localities. So I will take them in order. All of these have been presented to you previously in one of our workshop sessions, either yesterday or last month. The first item is action on the FY17 revenue sharing allocations. We would recommend your approval.
We have a move and a second. Okay. And now, Mr. Tonk, you need to you recuse yourself on that stuff. Okay. We have a motion for approval and a second. Is there any discussion or comments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I would say it's hard to follow it without knowing the number of the page that we're on.
Oh, on the...
It's not hard to follow you, Joey. Okay, I've got 166 pages here.
Page 14, sorry.
While we're... I'm recruiting... I'm getting followers here. While we're doing it, the agenda says resolution 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If it could say what the resolution's about...
Yes.
Instead of just a number that
on the side of so you hit the bookmark, and that will tell you to. You're right. It should have said resolution revenue sharing. So, okay, so you got that now?
I did.
Okay.
And we're on resolution two.
Two. So.
So we're not on 14 anymore.
Well, it's
page
14.
It's page
14. You do it,
it is.
You can,
yeah.
You can do it.
You can flip it, or you can go up to the bookmark, and it'll take you down. And what we in the future we'll say revenue sharing resolution. So, okay, so.
And Mr. Chairman, sorry. While everybody's coming, it would actually be really helpful if the staff had one of these so they would know what we were looking at when they begin speaking to an item. They could say, turn to resolution, because they don't know, you guys don't have what we have, correct?
Not right here.
Right, so it would be very helpful if they could do that and say, go to tab 2 or resolution 2 or resolution 3 so we could then follow their lead. I mean, that would be probably the easiest thing in addition to.
All right.
Absolutely. We can make that happen.
Yeah. Okay. Back on resolution one. Resolution two. We have a motion for approval and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right.
Okay. Next, the third action item is the action on the FY17 high-volume unpaved road program allocations. You should have a list of the recommended projects, and we would move for your approval.
That would be resolution three for all those who want to call that up. Okay, is there a first or a second
approval?
Need some help. Was that a motion for approval?
Yes.
Yes. Is there a second?
This is a motion.
Second.
Any discussion or comments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Ms. Brown?
The next item is the FY17 Surface Transportation Block Grant Program Transportation Alternative Set Aside Project Approval. You should have a list of those projects in your packet, and we would recommend your approval.
What page are those projects on? So.
49.
So
that's resolution number four.
Right. Resolution number four.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
A Okay, second. Okay. Any comments or discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Ms. Brown?
The next item, action item number 5, is the action on the Arlington and Henrico counties maintenance payments for FY17. This is a presentation that I made yesterday, and we will bring back a white paper as requested based on the summary of previous studies as well as a comparison of maintenance allocations for those counties. We would move for your approval.
Page 63, resolution number 6.
I would move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
And second. Any other comments or discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Okay, that was the county resolution. Action item number 6 is for the payments to urban localities, those cities and towns that maintain their urban system. This is the other part of the presentation I made yesterday. You should have a list of those proposed allocations. We would move for your approval.
Everybody got the resolution?
69, yes.
Yep, 69, yes. Is there a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Any discussion or comments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Okay. Action item number 7 is action on the FY17 primary extension improvement program allocations. This is the presentation that I made last month. This one is a little confusing in that this year for primary extensions, those urban localities are receiving funding from two different sources. One is from the CTP formula funds, which are the funds we've been using for several years to fund those primary extensions. This year, they're also receiving state of good repair funding. So you have two different lists in your packet of the projects that are being recommended for allocations for this year. We would recommend your approval.
And that's on page 111.
Mr. Chairman, question.
Yes.
So under Resolution 7, there are two resolutions. One's a policy and one's the allocation. Are we voting on both or just... one.
It's just a resolution to approve it. I think you may have a reference of what was the policy approved by the board
it's
previously.
It's only one resolution, yes.
Okay.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
May I also add a question?
Yes, any comments, questions? Ms. Brown, that.
I just brought up with Ms. Brown yesterday, because there are the two now sources of revenue, I was just sharing, you know, my incomplete understanding about how our localities actually apply for the state of good repair money. And so one of the things Ms. Brown had offered, or perhaps we could work out, so that we understand how the money is accessed through the program. Did we actually meet with localities, or... do they understand how this works?
I mean, when this program was initiated, we had basically a webinar with all localities, and we invited them, and we basically went through the process, explained what the scoring criteria is. When we kick off the application process, we send letters to every locality, and we tell them where they can go on our webpage to get the data, basically the condition data for their pavement, and outline the process for them for how they can apply for funding.
I just say that because... under state of good repair from the localities, one city accessed money, another city did not in my jurisdiction. Only two localities actually went through the state of good repair. I just wanted to make sure when that was brought to my attention, you know, I just didn't know if there was confusion or was just perhaps as a board member I didn't know exactly how.
What we'll continue to do with the state of good repair two programs, the old primary extension program is sunsetting, and for pavements, and it's being replaced by the state of good repair programs. We want to ensure, working through our district engineers and their resident engineers and staff, that every jurisdiction understands how to apply for both under the bridge program and under the pavement extension program, how to apply for those. When we say localities, where we're talking about incorporated cities and towns that maintain their own systems, not on the county systems. Or not on the state-maintained county system, county network, because we will be doing those projects.
But remember, they have to give that condition report to him. So he has it
for the locally maintained system.
So that's one that'll be made later this year.
How long is the transition period?
Julie, when does the old primary extension program end?
2020.
And I believe in the intervening time there is some state of good repair money that's being used, that is, there is both old CTB formula and there is the new state of good repair. So we're in this transition. We're retiring that CTB formula program and it's fully integrating this new state of good repair program.
Correct.
I make a follow-up with you.
Just to add to Shannon's comments, I think it would be helpful if the state, it seemed this year the state of good repair project lagged behind the HB2 project. And I think it would be helpful if they advanced at the same time. So the localities can sit down and take a look and say, well, you know, do we want state of good repair or do we want HB2?
Well, remember, they're going to be alternating every year after this year. So they'll be a focus every other year. But you're good point. Any other comments or discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay. And then our last item, action item number 8, is an economic development access project request. This is for CenterPoint Intermodal Center in the city of Suffolk. This is a request for a bonded project. They requested the maximum allocation of $650,000. We would recommend your approval.
Mr. Malvin isn't here. I know he would recommend this highly for
having used to have been project there. I would say that we adopt.
So, Mr. Williams.
Still have family there.
Yeah. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion or comments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Thank you,
Ms. Brown. Oh, sorry. Ms. Pryor's up. I'm just used to them coming up, so good.
Good morning, Mr. Secretary, members of the board. I have two items for you today. The first is just our approval of our normal monthly transfers. We recommend your approval.
And these are under what tab are these under? This would be
9.
Resolution
9.
Yes. So if anybody wanted to go through those. I don't think there's anything unusual in these transfers.
So moved.
There's a moval for adoption. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion or comments? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay. Thank you. All right. Second item, on behalf of DRPT and VDOT, I'm recommending your approval of the FY17 to 22 6-year improvement program.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I need to abstain on one of these, and I've got the FID, but I'm looking for the UPC. So I need to pull that out of the block. It's FID 510, City of Salem Multimodal Improvements, Boulevard, Roanoke.
Okay, so we can take that as a separate matter.
Don't have to find the UPC.
I can find it.
She can get that. You just identify the project. We'll pull that out and vote on that separately. So let's. Do we need a motion to pull that out? I guess we do.
I'll make a motion to pull that out of the block so that I can abstain on it. I need to state the reason for the abstention. It's nearby a facility that I have ownership in and operate. I don't think it will impact it, but tangentially, but it might impact it. So I would like to abstain on it.
Right. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion or comments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
So that project, any opposed? That project we'll vote on, we'll have two votes. The first vote will be on the entire 6-year plan without that project in there. And I'll just remind everybody, I believe this is a very historic vote you're getting ready to undertake here because of the smart scale selection criteria. So is there a motion?
Second.
Any comments or further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I think we should take a moment to reflect. I think that's a pretty big vote. You guys have been part of history here today. First time in modern history, and maybe ever, that objective measures have been used in helping you determine your selection. So I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, been part of history. All right, now, the second is the project that is pulled out of the block. I'll let you describe that project, Ms. Pryor, again, for the group.
Yeah, it's described multimodal improvements along Roanoke-Boulevard for Veterans. It's in the city of Salem, and it is FID 510.
All right, so we will, Mr. Freeland abstains on that. Is there a motion for approval for that project? So Rhodes says, is there a second?
Second.
Any other comments or discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, project's in. Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Pryor. Mr. Lawson.
Well, Mr. Secretary, members of the board, before you, you have the resolution to approve the CTF, the DDOT and DRPT budgets for 2017. Steve and I are prepared to answer any questions you may have.
So this will be one action item for the entire, for both budgets. They're actually encumbered because the DRPT's money come through the trust fund, so it's actually one vote.
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other comments or discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson, Mr. Bitter, thank you very much. Ms. Shaw.
Good morning, Chairman and members of the board. On behalf of the department, I want to recommend approval of a resolution you have before you. This is on 66 outside the Beltway, between University Boulevard in Prince William County and the Capitol Beltway in Fairfax County. There are three items or three parts of this resolution that we're asking you to consider and approve. The first is to designate the lanes as hot lanes between these two points, and this would be effective in when we open the project after we have signed a service commencement notice to proceed. We anticipate that would be in late 2020, but certainly no earlier than January 2nd, 2020, because that's in agreement with what is in the Code of Virginia. In addition, we're asking you to approve the finding that is in Attachment A. It also is documented in our technical report, which is online on our project website. And you might recall from the presentation yesterday, we documented that we have data to support that this action is in the public interest, that it is supported by quantitative and qualitative evidence that the HOV3 designation will facilitate flow of traffic in the corridor, both for the general purpose lanes as well as the express lanes. And then it also helps us comply with the Clean Air Act because it reduces the overall vehicle miles traveled in the corridor. And then lastly, we're asking that you designate that this the occupancy requirement be for HOV3. So with that, I recommend approval.
So moved.
You require this is in compliance with Virginia law when we convert under a P3. Has to go to a hot lane, and this is allowing the procurement to continue forward. So is there a motion?
So moved.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Any comments or discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Ms. Shaw.
Thank you.
Ms. Baxter is here.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, today we are seeking approval of the award of the toll system and services contract for the Transform 66 Inside the Beltway project. This contract is recommended to be awarded to TransCore. Specifically, this contract includes an initial contract amount of $17 million, roughly, almost $18 million, and then a five-year operation and maintenance period for an additional $10 million. That is the monies that will be funded from the previously authorized funds from the board. Also, there is a contract option for an additional five-year period, operations and maintenance. That's a total value of $12 million, roughly, that will be paid for by the toll revenues. Also, the schedule on this contract is closely coordinated with the contract that Mr. Siles is going to speak to you about. So we are recommending your approval to award this contract to TransCore.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Is the contract we're going to award later for the widening?
No, sir. No, there's two contracts. There's tolling operations, right, which is TransCore. There's a separate contract for the, called the civil, the physical gantry system that is being presented to you for approval.
Is the widening on the six-year plan?
It is.
Yes,
it is.
So we already approved that.
Yes, and that project is currently in development, working towards a design-build procurement in the near future.
Yes, that's correct. Motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any other comments or discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Sallies, we have some contracts to go through.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. We have one project today that needs CTB action, and as previously stated, this is the civil works to support Ms. Baxter's technology product. We had two bidders on this. We feel that it represents fair market value, and we're recommending award to Fort Myer Construction Corporation.
Yes, Mr. Rose.
Thank you. I assume others on the board have this question, which is the estimate. It's basically twice what the estimate was. What accounts for that?
I can put that in Mr. the Chief Engineer's words. We basically missed it. We blew the estimate. But
wish I had a more cerebral answer, but that's really
it. I was looking for some technical.
And I think that in terms of it is it's an accelerated schedule, a highly accelerated schedule with disincentives for late completion. And again, that we're seeing in there, it's a higher level of risk. It's also a contract that we don't do a lot of these, frankly. As a matter of fact, this is the only standalone, at least in recent history, all-electronic toll gantry project that we've done. So, again, not a lot of data in our systems to say, all right, what do these things cost? And even nationwide, typically this kind of work is inside of a much bigger highway project. You know, you don't typically go in and put in these types of systems as a standalone project.
It's a good test case in a sense.
Absolutely.
For the future.
I think this is, Mr. Chairman, if I could, this is a warning. Because Mr. Kilpatrick is correct. This is new business. We haven't built a toll gantry in 30 years or more. And when we decided to take this project on internally rather than do a P3 or some sort of combination, we can't have double cost estimates coming in on this or our revenue projections being wrong. So I think it's just a cautionary tale about something that we're embarking on that we really haven't done. And so, you know, we need to beef up our consultants or make sure we mean it.
Yeah, I agree. And I would tell you what the incentive is because the payoff is so high.
Right.
I mean, the reward. And but a fair point. And I think the team understands that too. And this cost is contemplated in the entire cost of the project. So we're not over budget on the entire cost. We budgeted understanding exactly your point.
Is this project also going to be repaid through the tolls?
That is correct, yes. It's paid through the tolling revolving facility.
Coming off that top.
Yeah.
So, yes, the toll monies, as we call, can be used to repay for construction, and then the operation of the road, and then improvements in there. So they'll be, the debt service will be repaid.
So your concessionaires have to consider that.
They do. In fact, remember the key, a big part, Mr. Frillin asked this yesterday, a big part of them getting to a revenue outside the Beltway was contingent upon this happening. Now, I would suspect a lot of them would like to have this part as the entire concession, and we have chosen a different path, which I think is in the best interest of the taxpayers.
So we're recommending that for your approval?
So moved.
There's a move. Is there a second?
Second.
Any other comments or discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Contract's awarded. I think that it brings us to end of the formal works formal action items. Is there any other business come before the board?
Mr. Chairman, there are a couple other bid items.
The threshold report for Charlie, he was just giving you that.
Okay.
To look at if you have a particular question.
No, I didn't know if we had a question.
Yeah, it was threshold.
The requirement is that projects between 2 and 5 million that I bring back to notify the board of the awards.
I do have one, unless there's anything, one thing. I'd like, again, we spoke about this last night. I want to thank the board for their work over the last couple of years. I think we did take a historic vote. You've been part of something that's, I think, going to be, as time goes on, the citizens of the Commonwealth will understand much better the benefits, not just of the scores of the SMART scale, but what it brings to the efficiencies and the transparency and accountability in the Commonwealth. So I want to thank the board for their hard work. We've got a lot more to do, but that I think is a big piece of work that's well done. I also want to thank those members. Our next meeting, there will be new appointment. Mr. Matney will be rotating off, coming off of the Transportation Board. I wanted to publicly thank him for his efforts and all the work that he's done. We will have the new appointments of the governor at our next meeting. I don't know if I'm not privy to the other changes, but Mr. Matney did not put his name in. He chose to do other things, and we want to thank him very much for his time with the board. So, yes, Mr. Williams.
Just to add a little bit to that, and I won't waste too much of the time for the board, but I had the privilege of serving with a former senator from that region, from Southwest Virginia, William Walmart. And if anybody ever worked with him or served with him, you understand the passion that guy used to make sure that Southwest Virginia, which is, you know, west of Cleveland, and not a whole lot of people think about it, that they were fully represented. And when the Commonwealth's resources were used, he made sure they always got to share. I know John has served just like that, with that same sort of passion. And while the governor hasn't asked me for any advice whatsoever, I would advise him to find someone to hopefully replace John that has the same sort of passion and the same willingness to work with everybody to make sure that that region, because the region does tend to be forgotten.
Yeah. No.
Somebody with a lot of passion to represent it.
Well said. And I also point out that much of it Mr. Matney did, he had an at-large out there that got ill, unfortunately had ill, and a lot of that fell totally to him, and I think he did represent that area. You know.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Oh, where about
VDOT
hat proudly?
Yeah, so that's right. So when we're out there, we're still going to look you up. That's for sure. And that, because I think we'll take the motto, once a CTV member, always a CTV member, and we'll reach out. So
we're Secretary of Transportation.
Well, here's one thing, guys. I want to make this point. A lot of the reforms that were taken really are going to fall to this Transportation Board to make sure they go forward. The governor and I will not be here in 18 months, but many of you will. So it wasn't taken lightly, given the fact the next time you come, you'll be picking a vice chair, you will have the independence that has not been the case in the past. That was not taken just from the standpoint of it's the political thing to do. It was with the intent of mind, if we made these reforms, that they actually were made for the future. And this board will be the ones that will fall to, and I would encourage that we don't go back, because I think you're onto something very good here that are good for Virginians, and these are tough, tough decisions. I'll point out, you guys, it's a working board. I mean, if you're looking just to sign off your name to say I was on the board, this is not the board for you, because over and above the 2 days a month, I know many of you spend lots of time in public hearings working with others, and so I think citizens of Virginia are well represented, and I think now you're set up to really represent that, and not that things weren't always done the right way, but at least more transparently and in the public domain. And these are they're tough decisions. I mean, I'll point out, it's not been a matter of some of the things that have been built. I don't think the Commonwealth has really built anything it shouldn't have. On the other hand, compared to other needs, was it the appropriate thing to do? And I think that's what smart scale and all these reforms help us make that decision. So. Yeah, Mr. Rose.
One more comment. That's, nice comments about the working board and people's dedication. And I just do want to say this is, and I can't speak for other parts of government, but VDOT and DRPT staff throughout this process have been phenomenal, responsive. I think we talked at one point. I've seen one negative comment in this whole process about the efforts of VDOT and DRPT. Everything else has been positive, responsive. Dedicated staff, work past five, responsive to localities and citizens. They've been really impressed by the effort and led largely by Mr. Donahue, who's put a lot of time and effort into this, but really do also want to commend the staff. Just could not speak more highly of the dedication and commitment to the process and to really being responsive to the transportation needs of the Commonwealth.
I couldn't agree more. And that really starts with leadership, and it really starts from the governor down, the lead he has set, allowing us to do these reforms and expecting that they be successful. We've had a lot of talks, people tend to do what you expect of them, and given the right tools, they want to be successful. And I was talking with Delegate Chairman Jones, Appropriations, because he was saying, well, how do we keep this going? And these are some of the comments that I've talked about. It's really not some of the things we've institutionalized, but it's the leadership. It's, and this board will have a leadership role, and hopefully the leaders of the agencies will take from it and the secretary and the governor, this is what's expected, and this is what's good for the citizens. And by the way, it's also a lot more rewarding than getting beat up all the time. I mean, I think everybody wants to perform and do the right thing. So, okay, well, if there's nothing else, let's see. Carol, next meeting will be here in July. And we need to invite Hampton Roads PDC is going to come up and present. We're going to start as we go through House Bill 2 again, and the place we don't travel to will have come up and present to us so we have an idea. They've asked to come up and go through that, so we'll have them. And we'll be here for 2 days, and we do not meet in August for people that are planning trips. Not that you take this as the number one consideration, but won't be here in August. But then, of course, September we're in Fredericksburg, and then I think we meet again till the October Transportation Conference, which is in Northern Virginia. So
I won't be here in July.
Okay. All right, that's right. We'll soldier on. Life goes on. But anyway, thanks everybody. And with that, we'll stand adjourned.